This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Appreciate it.
I got my Tupac shirt on today, too.
Yeah, you do.
I got my Tupac shirt on.
Look at that. Perfect. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday. Mother's Day weekend. Hopefully, this is not the first you're hearing of that. If it is, you still got some time. Salvage it. Don't let her know that. But yeah, you got till Sunday, so get it together.
No, you got till Saturday.
Yeah, you got to get it together by Saturday night. You don't want to be out there Sunday morning with the rest, because there will be them. There'll be some dads and sons and people out there on Sunday morning with that same look on their face. Don't be amongst them. Don't be that. Act like you had it together all along. You know, make a little breakfast, have the gift and flowers, all that stuff ready on Sunday, and look like you've been planning this for weeks. It's as easy as that. Hey, speaking of days to celebrate parents, I know it's Mother's Day Sunday, but never too soon to start thinking about Father's
Damn
Day.
Damn right it ain't.
Said no one ever, but we're saying it. We're saying it. Let's start thinking about Father's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com. Click the contest page. It's just like it's been in years past. Let us know, you know, why your dad is so special to you, why you want to bring him to the dinner, or any sort of father figure in your life that you'd like to bring to the dinner. Just head over to the website, click the contest page, and let us know. Brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Is there anything funnier than, you were talking about before the show, we mentioned a couple weeks ago, before the season, that Rafael Devers is refusing to play first base, but they're showing all his highlights, all of his errors up here. Mm-hmm. He can't play third base.
No, he's not a good defensive player.
Yeah, so but he told them, I'm not going
to
play first.
So he was mad in the first place that they brought in Bregman to play third, even though Bregman's one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball, and Devers is not. So he didn't like that.
Right.
And really all they did was ask him to play, like, just make the same amount of money. Not going to take any money away from you. They signed him to a $300 million contract.
They did.
Now all we want you to do is hit, which, I don't know, I'd be like, great.
Cool.
Like, this is excellent. But their first baseman's out for the remainder of the season, so now they want him to play first.
That dude's hurt again.
And he told him, I can't play every position. Well, now, Rafael, all we want you to do is play first.
Yes.
Like, you used to play third. We asked you not to.
Yes.
Now you're not playing any position. You're just hitting. And now we want you to play first. So we're not asking you to play. It's not like that lady that played, Kentucky or what school was it, Bo, the other day?
I think it was Kentucky.
The Kentucky softball player that played every position in a game?
University of Texas.
Texas softball.
They're playing Kentucky.
They're not asking Devers to do that. They just want you to play first base now because the guy who was playing it got hurt.
He's hurt again.
And you make $300 million. And we'd like you to help out.
They're first basemen. I mean, because it turns out I was watching that Red Sox thing on Netflix. Like, he got hurt last year on, like, some fluke swing and, like, tore something all up. And, like, they were like, when is this guy going to come back?
Right.
Like, everybody thought he was soft. But then you look at the injury, like, it was something, like, he like, was it unlodged something?
Ooh.
A body part or something.
Really?
Yeah, I was like.
Like he popped a something, like a rib or something,
something
out?
Like that. Yeah, like he like tore something loose up in there. Like, damn, that don't seem like a soft person.
Nah, it just sounds terrible.
That sounds like that.
Sounds fluky but terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something that he might not ever play again. Y'all mad that he can't come back because y'all losing, but. Yeah, my man said, I ain't playing it.
What else do you want from me?
I love that.
I can't do everything.
I hate it, but I love it.
Like, no, Raphael, we're not asking you to do
that. Because that's exactly how he said it. What do y'all want to do?
Yeah, here's the good news. Maybe that'll be to the Braves' benefit because they got the Pirates this weekend in Pittsburgh, right? And then the Nationals next week, Monday through Thursday at home, and then they're in Boston next weekend.
Yes.
So hopefully this will have time to really kind of spread through that clubhouse and poison everything, and by then it'll be toxic in Boston. You can go up there and take care of business.
Yeah, man, because you know how them Red Sox fans get.
Oh, yeah. They're about as angry as any fan.
They're also, like, not paying attention to their baseball team yet because the basketball team. Like, if the Celtics get eliminated sometime middle of the week and then they have to turn their attention,
they check
to their,
back
even
in,
worse.
They check back in and Devers is refusing to play first base and everything's falling apart. Yeah, no, this could work out perfect for the Braves. This is absolutely perfect timing for the Braves to go up to Boston next weekend. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us.
We sure?
I think so.
Okay. You never know. The field and everything. You never know.
Does he have some sort of charity soccer match to play in today or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this shave his head again? I don't know. He's always busy. Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 as well. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Now, this is brand new Raheem Morris audio.
Yes.
From rookie minicamp today. So new that none of us have heard it. This is all fresh. You listeners, me, Randy, Bo, Abe, we're all going to hear this together. So hopefully it's interesting and not profane.
He didn't curse? Okay.
The second you talk to him, when he's standing next to you, not working out, having a normal conversation across the table in Terry's office or mine, every time you talk to him, you feel like that. You're talking about a guy that's going to be, you know, I hate to even talk about him this way, but like, it's hard not to, when you talk to guys like that, and Xavier Watts, a little bit the same cloth, but you see future captains and these guys make up, and it's like, you know, the team will decide that, and he'll decide that, but you see the makeup, like, just like, no different. I mean, you see those guys, when you walk in the room, you see it all over.
Talking about Jalen Walker, the number 15 overall pick, kind of echoing a lot of the praise we've heard about him throughout his time at Georgia and draft process and all that, but that's great. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, showing up, and I think you can only learn so much about from the interviews and watching them work out, but till you get to sit and have intimate conversations with them on the football field and everything like that, because these guys, first of all, they're going to be relied upon heavily, let's call it what it is. But, yeah, you still want to know how they fit in. This is just rookies and undrafted guys and tryout guys that are here now. The big club will probably be back next week when you go and you get the full team workouts and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I told you I saw a couple pictures of him before. He got out there with no sleeves on, no gloves on, just out there country as hell.
Great.
Hell, this is great. That's just great.
We don't need any fancy, wristbands or gloves for rookie minicamp.
Rookie minicamp. I mean, it's a learning process.
Yeah.
You have some walkthroughs. You're going to do maybe some team stuff. Because everything, you do install. It is a day one install, so goodness gracious, I hate day one damn install. Like, can I take a nap? Like, can I go home? I mean, we've been in the same damn offense for 12 years. But that this is new to them and all those different things. So yeah.
That's also, they don't have a game for months.
Like,
but,
damn,
you know, it's all important.
Day one install.
Everything's important.
Nothing worse.
Okay. Next week, we're going to find out about the NFL schedule.
Let me raise my hand here, Andy. Why is this whole Berlin thing going on with the Falcons?
What do you mean?
Like, everybody's keep saying, are we expecting the Falcons to play overseas?
Yeah, I think we know they are.
Oh, we know?
Or we don't know
that? Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Abe got real scared.
Oh,
we don't know, but
they're going to play in Berlin.
You kind of. One of the Falcons' road games is Indianapolis.
Right.
Indianapolis is playing in Berlin. You look at some of the other opponents Indianapolis has.
Don't the Falcons also have, because every team kind of has different,
They did acquire German
marketing
rights. Is that where you're headed?
In some countries, yeah.
Yes.
The Falcons have German marketing rights.
Okay.
So, I mean, why would you do that? You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious.
It's kind of just tea leaves.
That's my thing. I was like, did I miss an announcement or something?
No, there's no announcement. Okay. But
I'll go to Berlin. You want to go to Berlin?
I would love.
All right. Let's see if we got
Berlin.
Some miles.
I would love it.
Let's see if we got some miles. You got some miles?
I don't have any miles, but that's okay.
We can still go.
Yeah, I don't need them. We'll figure it out.
No. We got money. You got a job, man. You got a good stable income, man.
I know.
All right, let's go.
I'm saying I'm down to go.
Oh, we go.
Don't have any miles. Like I don't have like a miles number or anything. Yeah, I got you.
You want to go?
I have cash.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like me and you, like we have to do a show over there. Or can we just go?
I think it would be really fun to do a show over there.
I think
it'd
be awesome to do a show in Berlin. I don't know. If
assuming the Falcons have a game.
Yeah,
over
assuming
there,
they have one,
which we assume they will.
I'm assuming because we're the flagship, we could bum a ride with them.
I mean, they're going.
They're taking Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can Squid Billy. I'm sorry, Bo. They're taking Squid Billy.
Yeah.
We can ride with
Squid. He takes up less space.
He takes up less space. We can put his ass over the overhead. Then we can go about our business.
Or under the seat.
Yeah, we can go about our business.
Yeah, no, I think that's look, if it gets on the schedule, I think that's something that seriously needs to be discussed.
Yes.
I think we earned the
we got Vegas,
the trip.
We got Vegas credit, baby.
We got Vegas credit.
We got Vegas credit.
We went to
baby.
Vegas and it went great. Yes. The Falcons even won.
Yes.
And they benched Kirk Cousins. Like everything good happened in Vegas.
Was it good they benched Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best thing that happened to the franchise in years.
Yeah, but I would love to go.
Me too. I would love to.
I got somewhere to stay. If they don't want to put up some hotel. My cousin Daniel, who's just here.
I just met him.
Yeah, he lives in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, worse.
Well, like
he's
where?
Let me just finish, Abe. Okay. Shh.
Berlin.
Oh God! It's just like where? Shh, Abe. Be quiet. Let people finish.
Abe thought. Like Abe has like a fun radar. Yeah. It's like, oh God, they're having fun.
Oh,
let me
God.
Jump in and screw it up.
He's like, he's 35 minutes from Berlin.
That's close.
Yeah, that's close enough.
That's like you to here.
Basically,
it's like Lilburn to Midtown.
Damn sure is. Yeah, we can get one of them little cars. One of them little cars that Clark Griswold was driving.
Why don't we get a cool German car?
That's what I'm saying. Remember the one that they were driving with the National Lampoon?
I do. I just don't think they make Mercedes too, though, don't they?
Oh, no. I don't want to ride in a Mercedes. I want to ride in one of them.
All right, man. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever car you want to ride in works for me.
I want to ride one of them.
It sounds like YouTube is going to get the streaming rights for a Week 1 Friday night game in Brazil. Not YouTube TV.
Right.
YouTube. Yeah. Like, you're not even going to have a subscription to watch this thing.
That's
it doesn't sound
charges,
like.
Charges, right? I think the charges are playing that game.
I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, okay, it's charges.
Okay, yeah. But that's, okay, I mean, not surprising.
I'll be honest, Bunk. I didn't know how I was going to like it last year when it was Green Bay and Philly. I liked it. It's pretty cool.
What, like,
because you know how I am as far as when football should be played. I think Friday nights for high school.
Oh, got it.
You know what I mean?
No,
like
I agree
Friday nights
that.
For high school, Saturdays for college, and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Friday nights are yes. I think football games should be played on Sunday mostly, but Thursday and Monday I get. I think the NFL games should be played in the United States, and I think that you should wear your normal anyway. But yeah, I understand that things are changing. And YouTube probably is going to pay a whole bunch of money to get this. And good for them. Good for the NFL. Good for the players. Good for the salary cap. Good for the owners.
Yeah.
Good for us, maybe, down the road.
Could be.
Does it all trickle down
it could
at
be.
Some point?
It could be, man. A lot of
I watch a lot of YouTube. A
lot of rookies are signing their deals now, Andy, which is great. As Jinta got paid. Then I was looking at this Jaden Higgins. He becomes a first, second-round pick.
Can you explain that to me?
Basically.
Why?
Why is he the first, second-round pick? I don't know why he is.
Yeah. I'm
sure it's more agent talk than anything, because that's what they do. Like it can be guaranteed if he does this or something like that. That's usually agent talk, how they sell it.
Right.
Like how Ash Jeffy's contract is fully guaranteed. That's
Well, and he's the sixth overall pick and I get it.
So how does a second round pick get it? Like Jalen Walker, like how does that usually go? My thing was, I was like, okay, this is agent talk. If he hits a certain incentive, maybe as a rookie, it becomes fully guaranteed or something like that.
Yeah,
but I just didn't understand that part.
Yeah, it's just a kind of a weird story.
It's a brag.
It's an agent brag more than anything. But I was like, also like, no offense, like Jaden Higgins, obviously a nice player, but like of all the guys that got drafted in the second round too, is like I wouldn't have expected it to be him.
Mm-hmm.
There's some names you're a lot more familiar with that got drafted in the second round. So first today, someone else will get it tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Right? Like, don't think that like the agents ain't talking.
Yeah,
and like, hold on.
Eddie Rosario just got DFA'd.
Eddie,
breaking news.
What did he do? Why? He scored a run.
Yeah, but I mean, he was here. I don't know who they're bringing back. Are they bringing back
Luke Williams?
Oh, Luke Williams to play some infield. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Eddie was here for a purpose.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Chris,
Eddie's last.
Do you think they just
to be
like
a warm body?
Eddie's
Luke
last
can bunt,
slide into a bat.
Luke can bunt and hit, and that's what we are, and run. That's what we need right now.
Well, why didn't they DFA Orlando Arcia then? You know,
yeah,
because that's the guy. He's very cheap. I get it, but yeah, man, Eddie was the 26th man on the roster. He's going to be the first one to get DFA'd. At least we got one more happy Eddie memory. Scored a run last night.
Scored a run.
Also, I would. I don't, anyway, all right, we'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us. Talk some Falcons with him. I'm sure he's up there at minicamp. See what he knows about that. Some other stuff. If he actually picks up the phone, we'll all find out together. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.